In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God forever.
Your eye is the lamp of your body. If your eye is good, if your eye is sound, your whole body will be full of light. And if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. Jesus spoke these words to us this morning through the Gospel of Matthew. So 6 years ago today, 2017, I woke up blind in my left eye. Apparently, I'd gotten a blood clot in the retina. Treatments didn't really help, and that was that. I mean, I can see light and blurry colors out of this eye, but nothing more. And since then, I realized I noticed things related to vision and sight and eyes way more than I ever did in the past. It was kind of forced on me. So each year when this reading comes up, I think I kind of know what that means, at least on a physical level. If your eye is good, your body's full of light. If your eye is bad, your body's full of darkness. In fact, having one of each, one good eye and one bad eye, I can switch back and forth anytime I want to. With my good eye, I can count individual fireflies at 200 yards, which is the distance across the church field. With my bad eye, I can not only not see the church, I can't even see the field. The interesting thing for me going back and forth between a good eye and a bad eye is that the world itself isn't changing at all. Only my perception changes. No matter which eye I look through, the field, the church, the fireflies, they're all there doing what they do. Only how I perceive them changes. The world around me is what it is. By looking through a good or bad eye, only how I interpret it is affected. If I only look through my bad eye, then the world and everyone in it together look like a nasty mess. Now, when Jesus told this little parable about good and bad eyes, his point was not actually about physical light or physical vision, but spiritual vision, about the inner eye, how we see the spiritual reality of life, how we interpret events, how we interact with creation, how we receive other people, and even how we value ourselves. Jesus is asking, when you look out into the world, when you encounter real human beings, when you consider the person in the mirror, through what lens are you looking? What spiritual eye are you looking through? If we're looking through a bad lens, we're going to have a warped interpretation. You know, if our lens is fear or some kind of tribalism, an us versus them, or some imagined wrathful God, we're going to see a fearful and a tribal and a wrathful world. And we're going to project that onto other people, especially people different from myself. A hurt and broken inner eye is going to see the world in a bad and fearful way. And as an aside, be careful, because there are people and corporations that make a pretty good living off of feeding your eye with fear. That would be an error in one direction, to look at the world through fear. But there's also an error in the opposite direction. You've heard the phrase, they see the world through rose-colored glasses, right? It means that a person puts a positive spin on everything. It's the person who glosses over real tragedy and real pain. Maybe I do that because I can't take it, I can't deal with it, or maybe I just don't want to acknowledge it. It's a happy lens, but it's still distorted. It's just distorted in the other direction, because things needing correction don't get addressed, and reality is not dealt with. The interesting thing with either of these distorted lenses, whether always rosy or always grim, neither one changes the reality of the world. The world still is what it is, marching on the way it marches on. Those lenses only alter my perception, and either lens is a bad inner eye because they both distort how I see life. It'd be like me looking only through my left eye from now on. That would absolutely distort my view of creation and people and myself. So then what is the correct lens? What eye fills me with light? What is the good eye? Or maybe better put, who is the good eye? The correct lens, the good eye, of course, is Jesus Christ. God come among us to reveal how he sees creation. To see the world, to see my neighbor, to see myself through the eyes of Jesus, that is light. That is light. Seeing through the eyes of Jesus is to see reality clearly. To see through the eyes of Jesus. Now that's not rose-colored glasses. It's not to gloss over sin or pain or suffering or brokenness or despair or anxiety or even death itself and pretend it's not there. You know, God forbid. That's not what Jesus came to do, was to pretend. To see through the eyes of Jesus is to see reality very, very clearly. But having the eye of Jesus also means that we don't see those things through the lens of fear, that we don't see them through the lens of judgment, and we don't see them through the lens of walls between us and them. To see with the eye of Jesus is to see myself and to see every person on this planet and to see the world itself and creation itself, in spite of its sufferings, to see all creation through the eye of hope, through the eye of mercy, and through the eye of love. And knowing that love casts out fear, and knowing that love overcomes judgment, and knowing that love tears down dividing walls. You know, Evelyn just read for us from Romans that hope, that an eye of hope does not disappoint. Hope does not disappoint, will never disappoint you. And that's not because bad things won't happen. That's not what it's saying. It's saying hope does not disappoint because, she said, the love of God is poured into us, poured into our heart, because the Holy Spirit lives within you. It means because the Holy Spirit has been poured in you, love is greater than the pain. It doesn't mean the pain goes away. Love doesn't ignore the pain or pretend it's not there. Love is greater than the pain. It's bigger than the pain. It's more powerful than the pain. And the person in whom the Holy Spirit dwells eventually fears nothing as they become more and more aware of that love. Because that love is so great, and that love poured into you is so encompassing, that love makes everything clear in a big way. That love makes all of creation full of light. And just like your physical eye is the lamp of the body, your inner eye is the lamp of your being. Your eye doesn't change the world, only how you see and interpret it. But how you see the world changes you. How you see the world changes you. If my eye is bad or distorted, I'll either see the world in an overly rosy and artificial way, or I'll see it with fear and judgment and dividing walls. And either way, my being is full of darkness, because that's not reality. But if my eye is good, if my eye is the eye of Christ, I will see life. I will see the world. I will see other human beings. I will see myself, in spite of all its wounds, with love and hope and mercy. And my whole being will be full of light. Amen.